past several weeks, you heard a number of reports on TV, radio, and newspapers of the situation in Southeast Asia. As President, Commander in Chief, our armed forces put these reports in perspective. All pertinent facts and reports, so let you judge for yourselves the success or failure of our policy. I'm glad to be able to get my report and my announcement. We're excited to increase the rate of American troop withdrawals from 30 to May 1st. Before going into details, I'd like to review the report. I came along with this. Trust me, it's made today for this American report. We're able to announce a step down control without jeopardizing our reinforcements in Vietnam and without endangering our own control of any American involvement in a win, which will increase the chances of Alaska. Washington, January 19th, on the 13th year, Vice President of the Vietnam. We're no longer combat forces in Vietnam. Americans have been killed in combat. The country's president is the way where 540,000 Americans, 1,000 died there, 300 Americans are being lost. Thank you. imperative use of our prisoners to negotiate the policies to judges and humane acts that will free their as well as others. Let me turn to a proposal which at first glance has a great deal of popular appeal. Our goal is a total withdrawal of all our forces. Find out now the date now for any time at all. And also be making the announcement to the enemy. To serve the enemy's purpose in our army. The United States should announce that we will quit regardless of what the enemy does. We would have thrown away our principal bargaining counter with the release of American prisoners of war. We would remove the enemy's strongest setting to end the war soon by negotiation. We will give enemy commanders the exact information they need to marshal their attacks against our remaining forces at their own fall. The reason for this is to leave Vietnam in a way that by our own actions consciously turns the country over to the Communists. So we leave in a way that the South Vietnamese a reasonable chance to survive as a free people. And will end America's involved in a way that will provide that chance. I would end it precipitately. It's a choice of ending our involvement in this war. Despair, honor, or hope. I know you as Thomas Jefferson did in America for all Jews, hope, and despair. And our power to lead Vietnam the way that honors the greater people of the world's people of the world. Our power to prove to our friends in the world that America's sense of responsibility remains the world's greatest single hope and peace. All we have in our power to close a difficult chapter in American history. Each one of us. Of this serious experience with a measure of pride in our nation, confidence in our own character, and hope in the future and spirit of America. There are those who want us to believe that I should move in this war without regard to what happens to South Vietnam. They would abandon our friends. And more importantly, we would abandon ourselves. In the anguish of war and with nightmare determination. Respect for this nation, respect for one another, and respect for ourselves. And be concerned and raised. The reports of brutality in Vietnam. This is a respect in Vietnam at the time. As Commander-in-Chief of our armed forces, I feel it is my duty to speak up to the 2.5 million fine young Americans who have served. Judges and individual cases should not and cannot be allowed to reflect on their courage and self-sacrifice. That is a terrible and cruel experience for the nation. Here it read much of isolated acts of cruelty. We do not hear enough the tens of thousands of individual American soldiers who built schools, roads, hospitals, religious acts of generosity, and the people felt and proud and appreciation. America's participation in this conflict, not in failure or defeat, but in achievement of the great goals for which they fought. A South Vietnam redetermined its own future. Every America, no longer divided by a war, divided by the past. Why is it important how we end this war? This issue demonstrates the kind of people we are in the country. Rather, of course, not like that. This war, to end it the way, will strengthen trust in America around the world and other countries. It will redeem the sacrifices that have been made by ourselves. It will heal this nation by their confidence. And I will tell you, American involvement in this war is coming to an end. We believe that this question is raised by many of our sincerely. The past, this long and difficult war, actions that announced in Washington which were supposed to lead to a reduction of American involvement. Over and over, these actions resulted in more Americans going to Vietnam and higher American killings. I do not ask you to take what I say on faith. Look again. Every action taken by this administration, every decision made has accomplished what I said it would accomplish. Reduced American involvement. They have drastically reduced their casualties. Meaning the presidency, I pledge to end American involvement in this war. And keeping that pledge, we expect to be held accountable. What I'm going to ask from you is, what single accomplishment above all others would I like to mention in the presidency of the United States? The question is,
beyond.
Considerations.
Political considerations.
Oh,